Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
JBS, the largest beef supplier in the world, paid the ransomware hackers who breached its computer networks $11 million. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Another major company says they paid millions in ransom after their systems were hacked by criminals operating in Russia. The world's largest meat producer, JBS, was hit with a ransomware attack in May, taking most of their operations in the U.S. offline. In a statement Wednesday, the company says it paid the hacker group Revil $11 million to prevent further damage to their systems. CEO of JBS USA, Andre Noguera, said the decision to pay was extremely difficult, but he ultimately made it to prevent any potential risk to their customers.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation has identified the hackers as being on Russian soil. Disease-carrying ticks are turning up in areas that were long believed to be tick-free, according to a study published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology. Researchers surveyed the brush along Northern California beaches. More ticks means more tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1752. Benjamin Franklin flies a kite during a thunderstorm and collects ambient electrical charge in a Leyden jar, enabling him to demonstrate the connection between lightning and electricity. Flash, 1940. Norway surrenders to Nazi Germany after 2 months of fighting, and Italy declares war on France and Great Britain. Flash, 1692, Salem Village in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Bridget Bishop, the first colonist to be tried in the Salem witch trials, is hanged after being found guilty of the practice of witchcraft. Flash, 1968.
But now the war has become enormously expensive to him. He's had to almost fully mobilize his country in a major national effort, in addition to sending his best troops and leadership to the South and supplying them, which has been a major undertaking. He's had to establish a large and sophisticated air defense system to counter our air campaign. He's had to mobilize a great number of men to keep his transportation system operative. Despite the fact that we've had pressure on the enemy for slightly over 1 year and the major effort by North Vietnam, he has nothing to show for his investment. He has not won a single significant victory in the South during the last 1.5 years.
At a Saigon news conference on the day he is to turn over command of U.S. forces in Vietnam to another general, General William Westmoreland offers his assessment of past and current trends in the war. I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
You know, and so much a part of getting back on track is for us to maybe look back a little bit, okay? This is what great CEOs of companies I have found will do, great managers. When a company is off track, they will pause for a second, get everybody together and say, all right, let's go back and let's take a look at the history of our company. Where did we make the wrong turn? What decision did we make? What people did we bring in? What did we do to our culture to alter its trajectory in such that we're just not delivering to our stockholders or even to, our fellow employees what they should be getting from the company? This is what they do. Our next guest is back with us. It's good to be talking with Pat Williams. Pat Williams has such a rich history, such a blessed man, 19 children. Just when you think about 19 children, all the personalities, I mean, Father's Day, you got to know, is greatly augmented around Pat Williams because of all this kid, all the kids and everything. It takes a special meaning, no doubt. But also, Pat's rich history as a basketball Hall of Famer, co-founder of the NBA's Orlando Magic, former general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. He's released a new book called Revolutionary Leadership, Essential Lessons from the Men and Women of the American Revolution. Pat, are you there?
Bill, I am, and it's sure nice to catch up with you again. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. You're so quiet there. I thought, okay, I said, I'm going to take a stab after that big intro that you're going to be there to pick up the baton and run with it. Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm blessed, as you are, and maybe not to the degree of 19 kids. Well, I got 5 kids, so I've got a long ways to go to catch up with you. So,
that's great, Bill. And this new book is out, Revolutionary Leadership, and I thought it was important to go back because I'm really interested in leadership, Bill. Everything rises and falls on leadership, and our country is a miracle. We had no business beating Great Britain, and yet with some courageous, bold leaders, we did it.
Right.
And so in this book, we look at 25 of these leaders.
Yes,
and
men and women. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I mean this is this isn't a male dominated company. Because the fact that the matter is, leaders come in all forms and personalities. And did you find that there's a common thread? I found it seems to be a common thread that it intertwines all these leaders. Did you find that to be the case?
Well, yes, and in fact, the more I study leadership, Bill, I'm convinced that every great leader is a visionary. They see the future before it gets here. They see the finished product and they're clearly in their minds, and then they work backwards, turning that vision into reality. And so we do a chapter, of course, on George Washington. George Washington was a visionary, and his vision was very simple. a new nation, independent of Great Britain's rule. And that's what kept him going for those eight tough years of the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, so and without a king, he didn't want to be king. There was lots of pressure for him to be king because this is what people were used to, right? But he knew that a king was not part of the vision.
You're correct. And so he could have had any title he wanted. He could have been emperor. He could have been king. He could have been he could have set up a dynasty. But that was not his makeup, and he took the presidency reluctantly. He was happy after the war just to be on his farm.
Exactly.
But they urged him back and then urged him again for a second 4 years. He wanted to go back to the farm then. But he set the pace, and he knew how he handled the presidency was going to determine to a large degree the future of our country. And so we can never pay enough homage to George Washington. He was not perfect. He was flawed like the rest of us, but he was the key leader at that key moment in history.
Exactly.
That allowed the United States to come into being.
Pat, two things here. I like that you stressed vision. You know, the Bible tells us a people without vision will perish or cast off restraint, which means they'll be helter-skelter, kind of like where we are right now. We're in chaos right now because we have decidedly made a decision as a nation to unhinge from these moral anchorings that stabilize the psychology, the discipline of a nation. And we've really lost sight of that vision, and this is why it's so chaotic these days, and up is down, down is up. Isaiah said there would be a time when good would be evil. That which is evil is called good. I mean, we're right smack dab in this reality. And, you know, again, in looking back, we can begin by contrast to appreciate where we are right now. And when we take the proper assessment, then I think we can move forward, don't you think?
Bill, I think there's great truth to what you just said. And I think it's important, and that's why one of the main reasons we wrote this book is to, particularly with students, that they get an accurate picture of how this country came into being, and how God played a role in our country becoming a nation.
Exactly.
His hand was all over this, and so I think it's important. Particularly with our youngsters, that they understand who John Adams was and Thomas Jefferson. I want them to understand who Henry Knox was and who Nathaniel Greene was and who Lafayette was and where these men and women fit into the United States becoming a nation. It all came down to leadership, Bill.
Right, exactly. A lot more than what the play Hamilton had to say, but this is better and improved. This will expand your understanding of Lafayette especially, no doubt about it. But the other thing that you said that was so critical to this, and I want people to really catch this, Pat, because this is so important, and you saw this happen in the basketball rinks. You know, sometimes you get centers, and they want to be point guards, and you're not designed to be a point guard. You're to be in the paint. That's where you're supposed to be. And so each of us has a critical role to play. Some people think that, hey, look, I should be president. But you know what? God didn't choose you to be president. And the hand of God, divine providence, chose George Washington just as he chose the leaders throughout time and throughout this great, rich history of America. And it is by the hand of God that he chooses these leaders, and we need to understand and be thankful to God, and that we need to play our role, that we would get the right leaders. Now, we may think we don't deserve this particular leader, but in some cases, it's the consequence of our own choices that we make. And God says, just like he told the children of Israel, hey, you don't want me to be a leader? That's okay. It's not going to hurt my feelings a whole lot. Go ahead and have the kind of leader you want. But let me tell you what's going to happen, right?
Bill, let me turn our thoughts to...
Okay, we got about 25 seconds, but whatever we miss here, we'll pick up on the other side, Pat. Go on ahead.
Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, like the rivers of water. He turneth it whithersoever he will. I think that's a good reminder today. God's got his hand on this, and he loves people, and he loves the United States.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back. We're fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Pat Williams in his new book, Revolutionary Leadership. And there's so much to be drawn out of this book. I mean, first of all, considering that leadership, this is so pivotal. America right now, as we find ourselves in looking back, we see leaders in the woof and warf of our wonderful history. And they were so critical. And there was something that leaders understood. First of all, they were probably overwhelmed by this sense and call of God. You know, like the Blues Brothers, they're on a mission from God. They just knew that it was very powerful, and it was something that just drove them to complete this mission. But also what they understood, Pat, is that they couldn't do it by themselves. You know, they needed other people to come in, like we talked about, you know, having that point guard in his lane, the center in his lane, you know, the shooter in their lane, everybody in their right lane operating together. This is what we love about athletics and team sports, is that it teaches us the significance and power of teamwork, doesn't it?
Well, teamwork is a whole fascinating topic, and I don't care what field you're in, Bill. If you don't do it as a team, you're not going to get there. I interviewed yesterday on my radio show a man who climbed Mount Everest in 2017, and he kept talking in the interview about our team and teamwork, and we wouldn't have made it without teamwork, teamwork, teamwork. So extreme dreams depend on teams, Bill.
Yes.
And you've got to understand how to work as a unit, as a team, pull together. I really believe, as I've studied in depth this whole period of American history, that we did have a magnificent team. Now, they didn't all get along, and they had their disputes.
Mm-hmm.
But what a team. Washington, Adams,
exactly.
Jefferson, Madison, and then you get into the fighting units. That was a pretty strong team.
Exactly.
Pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it, and they made it work, Bill.
Yeah.
Made it work. And the end result was we formed a new nation, independent of Great Britain's rule, and became the greatest nation in the history of planet Earth.
Exactly. And, Pat, what people have to appreciate is that what kept these disparate parts and these personalities together is going back to what you said earlier. It's the vision. You know, that we can fuss, we can fight, we can disagree, but at the end of the day, are we heading in the same direction? Do we want to accomplish the same thing? See, and I think that's the big challenge that we face in America today. I am not convinced that the predominant leadership of our country today is on the same objective page.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about that, that has to be of concern. But Bill, I'm praying for God to raise up powerful leaders in all forms of American life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying that who can be the next Billy Graham, for example?
Right.
Who can be the next Ronald Reagan?
Mm-hmm.
Who can be the next great business leader? Who can be the next John Wooden? We need those men and women, Bill, badly.
Right.
And that should be on our prayer list. We're told to pray for our leaders. And I, even though I don't agree, I pray for the president.
Yes.
I pray one thing, Bill. Give the man wisdom to do his job. Wisdom's a big deal with God.
Yes.
And throughout Scripture, we keep seeing that word, wisdom, wisdom, mm-hmm. wisdom. It must be important.
You got to think of all the things that David's son Solomon could have asked for. He asked for wisdom, to your point, right? And God said, hey, good choice. Not only am I going to give you that, but I'm going to give you everything else, right?
Yes.
I agree.
And of course, in those opening verses of the book of James, if any of you lack wisdom,
mm-hmm.
let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. That means he gives it to you in abundance. And he's not going to scold you
exactly
when you keep asking for wisdom, and what a promise that is, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as I study these men and women of revolutionary leadership, the book we've written, I think by and large they had an extraordinary amount of wisdom,
mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether they were asking God for it regularly, but I kind of think they were. But as I read and study these men and women, they had this beautiful, marvelous quality called wisdom. We need it. We all need it. And the good news is we can ask God for it, and he's going to give it to us in abundance.
Exactly.
That's the best news we've heard all day, Bill.
Right, exactly. And you think about the sustaining passion. You know, because you see passion all the time. It'll come in. It'll flare out. But what we look for is sustaining, that which is sustainable, that which kind of just adds to its own momentum because it's in rhyme and reason with the intent of God. If God's will is behind it, boy, that is a powerful force. And that's exactly what happened, what was demonstrated in our early history. As you said, you know, how does some, you know, small country go against the number one military force in the land without the hand of God?
Boy, that's well said. Bill, I'm often asked if I can summarize leadership succinctly, and let me take a crack at it here.
Mm-hmm.
Seven things one must do to be a leader, right and true. Have vision that is strong and clear. Communicate so they can hear. Have people skills based in love and character that's far above. The competence to solve and teach. And boldness that has fearless reach. A serving heart that stands close by to help, assist, and edify.
Mm.
I think, Bill, in a very brief little synopsis, I think that summarizes what great leaders are about.
That's so powerful, Pat. That's a poster. We got to print that up. That's a poster. That's awesome. Very well said. I love it.
Well, thank you. My friend, a longtime NBA center, Sven Nader,
yes,
played in the NBA for years, played with Coach Wooden at UCLA. Anyway, Sven, in addition to all his other talents, is a poet. And knowing of my interest in leadership, Sven crafted that poem for me. And I think it summarizes what it takes to be a leader of excellence.
Mm-hmm. We've only got about a minute and a half left, but I did want to touch on, you know, we touched on some of the leaders. But let's talk about Sarah Bradley Fulton. I mean, she's the mother of the Boston Tea Party. Touch on her leadership in about a minute and a half that we have remaining here, Pat.
Well, she stepped up. She helped with the camouflaging of those men. She encouraged them. She made a huge difference with that dramatic moment in American history. And we don't know much about her. Mm-hmm. But as we dug in and studied Miss Sarah, we found that she's been badly overlooked through the years of American history, and she deserves some front page celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So we took care of her, and as I said, Bill, we were amazed at some of these other women.
Yeah,
that came along. I didn't know much about them, but when we got into this, we found that there were some key women leaders who were a critical part of our nation becoming the United States of America.
Oh, very cool.
Great story.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, you know, and the stories are here in his book, Revolutionary Leadership. You know, Samuel Adams, Crispus Attucks, the first American martyr, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, of course, and other women. We had Esther DeBert Reed, the crowdfunder of the... There was crowdfunding, by the way, during that time, and I'm glad that you brought that into a contemporary reality as well. Powerful book that's going to open your eyes and bless you greatly and make you appreciate this country all the more and its leadership. Thank you, Pat Williams. Appreciate
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now. now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Criminals may have stolen as much as half of the unemployment benefits the United States has been giving out over the past year. Blake Hall, CEO of ID.me, a service that tries to prevent this kind of fraud, is sounding the alarm. Unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion with a B. That's according to some estimates. And the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates, making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. The Treasury Department declined to comment on these estimates. Several 2020 election workers will be deposed in court Thursday and Friday for election fraud litigation in Georgia. The election workers have been ordered to bring thumb drives used on election night, along with other electronic devices they used during 2020. The lawsuit alleges election workers violated state rules on the handling of mail-in ballots, thus enabling fraud and altering election outcomes. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, really, you know, when you consider who you hope in, yes, things can be tough. But when you hope in God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we can sing that song, you know, and just praise God that, you know, that we don't have to lose hope. That we can hold on because God is faithful to his promises. The one who says, I know the plans I have for you. Not to harm or hurt you, but to give you a bright future and hope. This is what he promises. Jeff Gallagher joins us right now, and we're going to talk about the global media outreach. I believe I met with Jeff and maybe Walt Wilson a couple of years ago at the National Religious Broadcasters, and I was just blown away at what global media outreach has been doing. And since its founding in 2004, they presented the gospel to over, and get this, 2 billion people worldwide. 2 billion. Okay? Incredible. They're now reaching 400,000 people every day with a gospel presentation. And Jeff Galler has now been elevated to chief executive officer. Walt has turned over the reins to Jeff, so now it's going to all be it's all going to be Jeff's fault, and I think he can handle it. Jeff, are you ready?
I guess if I'm not, I better be.
Oh, look at hey, you guys have had such a great organization, a great team, and leadership there, and. And I know the vision that you have for global media outreach, which we're going to talk about more, is really, you know, taking the organization to the next level that Walt had had envisioned to begin with, right?
Yeah, you bet. Hey, it was the NRB conference right before COVID decided to rear its ugly head, and we were able to sit down personally and just talk together. We had a, had a great time, so it's good to hear from you again, Bill.
Well, I appreciate the time, and thanks for coming on. And now that you're in the big chair and feeling all the pressure, but all the hope, too, because, again, as I was saying earlier, our hope comes from God. And that's what I'm reminded, because sometimes, you know, when you have this sense of vision, you say, well, where does that, God, is it me? Is it out of my own desire, my personal ambition, or is this coming from you? But it is God that gives us these grand ideas and imaginings, isn't it?
Well, it really is. We, you know, we can come up with ideas on our own, but if God's not coming up with the ideas, it's doomed for failure.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we look at what you were just talking about, hope, wow, that what a key word that is for us and for the ministry. You know, we share that hope of Jesus Christ with over 400,000 people a day, like you said, and offering them that hope. Now, they, of course, have to receive it and accept it and pray to Jesus for it, but we at least offer that opportunity for the hope of Jesus.
You know, Jeff, you would think, in light of where the world is right now, in need of a vaccine, this is the eternal vaccine that's available to them. And you don't have to go to a doctor's office. You don't need a booster along the way. It is immediate and amazing. I mean, this is the ultimate eternal vaccine that you would want. And that would be the vaccine of Jesus Christ, if I can put it in those terms.
Well, that's right. It's all about eternal life. It's all about changed life. You know, we'll say hope, but that is the hope of the future. But what you're looking for is a changed life. You're looking for a new life. Your ultimate goal is heaven, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. And here's an interesting thing for you, Bill. We coming up probably this week, if you were to go to our website and look at the live map, you would see that we're going to cross over 250 million indicated decisions probably later this week or the first part of next week since our founding in 2004.
Wow.
So
wow.
That part, so that number, that big, huge number, over 2 billion people have actually heard. But the more important numbers, how many people have actually accepted that invitation and accepted Christ and then prayed that prayer of salvation to him and received that eternal life, that vaccine, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the rest of them are in the shadow of the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit continues to work on them and bringing to mind, you know, what has already been sealed in their conscience, you know, lest any of us would have an excuse. I mean, this is something that God has baked into the cake, so to speak, in our own conscience. And that's a hard thing to ignore. But, you know, though the cultures of the nations would say otherwise, there is just something so powerful and unquenchable when it comes to the truth, because it wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and reminds you that something is not right.
That's right. Boy, the Holy Spirit can really, really talk to you. And, you know, it's not in a bad way. It's in a good way. It's in a comforting way. It's like giving that hope. Yes. So right, Bill.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because some people want to think that, you know, like the Holy Spirit's going to descend on you with a sledgehammer. It's not. I mean, the Holy Spirit comes in as a comforter, as one to, you know, convict you. And the thing that I guess that people might feel is harsh is the differential between, you know, right and wrong that we may realize. But once you understand and have that that knowing and that distaste for wrong, that's what drives you to the cross. It drives you to Jesus, and you start the journey of renewing your mind on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis, and you realize that, you know, we're here to serve and to bring others to the truth of God, right?
That's exactly right. Well, that again, being a reproducing believer.
Yes.
You know, having that joy of salvation in your own life, and then turning around and offering that gift to someone else. It's so very important.
Well, Jeff,
people need that.
Well, as the new CEO of Global Media Outreach, tell our audience what your plans are and your goal for 2030.
Well, you know, Walt's original vision for the organization back in 2004 was that everyone on earth would have multiple opportunities to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's about 7.5 billion people in the world right now, and we've reached about 2.1 billion people. That's not to say we're, you know, reaching everyone, but we're reaching a lot of people by the year, and we're reaching about 400,000 people a day. We're working right now. We've built the infrastructure. We've got the engines going right now, and we're starting to build up. And we really want to start within the next year reaching 2 million people every day.
Wow.
If we reach 2 million people every day by the year 2030, we will have reached 7.5 billion people since the organization was founded. Not to say you've reached everyone, but at least shooting for that target right there, that we could reach 7.5 billion people in the year 2030.
Right.
Offering them an opportunity for hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're guilty of hearing Jesus and taking his command seriously.
You know, we are. You know, we started really praying hard, Revelation 3:8, that God would open doors. And we heard him. We really feel like as a team we heard him saying that he's opening doors that no man can slam shut.
Yes.
And as we watch that, we're seeing opportunities out there that we've never seen before. We're seeing people that are responding like never before in this time that's been just absolutely brutal on people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year, a lot of, we saw people just with fear, anxiety, uncertainty about the future in numbers like never before. And to be able to offer that hope is something that's been great.
Jeff, what can we do to you know, come alongside and co-labor with you?
You know, the obvious thing is, hey, anything we can do to get the funding that we need to do it. But the biggest thing, honestly, we are a ministry that believes in prayer.
Yeah.
We bring everything up before God. And God provides. So be in prayer for us as we look for bigger, better ways to reach more and more people. And that God's name would be glorified this whole thing.
Yeah, that we would see his provision. You know, sometimes we can be like Abraham on that mountain. You just can't see that goat that's stuck in the thicket, that sacrificial lamb, right? And we pray that that would be the case. Jeff Galler, the new CEO for the Global Media Outreach.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you have high blood pressure or diabetes? Are you over the age of 65 and covered by Medicare? Then pay close attention to this message. Medicare has introduced some new benefits to help consumers during these cautious COVID-19 times. They realize many of you don't want to leave your home to visit a doctor. So now you can get a remote patient monitoring device shipped to your home at little or no cost to you. Now your doctor can identify your problems in real time, which could potentially save your life. Victory Medical can easily ship this monitoring device directly to your home at little or no cost to you. If you have high blood pressure or diabetes and you're covered by Medicare, make this free call right now to see if you qualify for a new remote patient monitoring device. Call now.
800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. 800-282-5112. That's 800-282-5112.
At Social
Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holtz joins us, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, where you can be in the flow of the know, whatever's being streamed, the movies, now that theaters are starting to come back ever so slowly. I mean, we just, I still haven't had my my participation fulfilled by way of movie popcorn yet, so I guess I'm just too busy these days, Adam, to break away, because there are some theaters now opening up here in Florida, so happy to see that happen.
Yeah, they're opening up pretty much across the board in most places, and certainly box office totals aren't quite back where they were pre-COVID, but that demand has been pretty robust the last 2 weeks. So that would seem to indicate people are ready to get back to normal and go see a movie.
Exactly. I guess maybe in some of these theaters, I don't know if they're doing it, if somehow they are delineating special spaces for people who have been vaccinated. I still don't know how they're proving that. I go into some facilities and they just, they'll say, well, you don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated.
Right.
Well, it's not like they're asking me for any certification. I've had the COVID. So, the scientists, if you're following the science, I guess we're supposed to follow the science sometimes, but maybe not other times. I don't know. I'm confused about it all. But they say that if you follow the science, you can appreciate that if you've been naturally immune by the virus itself, that's a good thing, and it's actually better than the vaccination.
Well, and here's the other thing. I have been to a couple of movies, and at least in our areas, they've all converted now to the big chairs where you reserve seats ahead of time.
Right.
Or if you show up at the box office, you just pick your seats. And they're automatically, wherever you pick, they leave two seats in between you and the next people.
Mm-hmm.
At least they were. Maybe they're not doing that now.
Right.
And you have these huge rows. Honestly, being in a movie theater, and I think I've probably said this on your show before, feels way safer than me going to a restaurant where you've got people much closer,
mm-hmm.
Who everybody has masks off. So,
Even flying on a plane, Adam. Now the middle seat is gone, and they've got you next to each other, and everybody's nervous, you know, kind of deal. And like I was mentioning to the audience, one flight to California, the gal was on the window, the other gal in the same row. I was in the same row, but I was in the other aisle seat across the way. And you have a gal in the window and a gal in the aisle. Well, the gal was eating. Well, you can't eat through the mask, right? It gets to be messy. So she's lowering her mask, and the gal in the window, she was just going sideways, because the gal was lowering her mask to eat. She couldn't crawl into the window enough. She was repulsed by this gal who was lowering her mask just to, to get something to eat. And another friend of mine who's on the show with us every week, Roy Murdoch, he had related that on one flight they had given him these, something to eat, the snack to eat. And then they came and just started hounding him about lowering his mask to eat the snack that they gave him.
Well, I was in the airport last week. I wasn't flying. I was picking up a niece, an unaccompanied minor, who was flying in to spend the week with my kids at camp. I had never done this before. When you pick up an unaccompanied minor, you go and get a boarding pass and you meet them at the gate. Well, it was like COVID had never happened. I'm like, if you're COVID phobic, the airport is not the place you want to be.
Right. Well, in some cases, in some places you can go, it's like, okay, it's pretty close to normal. But in some cases, the TSA, it's like, the government has basically subordinated some authority to them because they don't want to be, looked upon as being so draconian. And even though that dog left the building a long time ago.
Yeah.
They're trying to pretend something else. And here's the TSA. They love the authority. And it's like, oh, my gosh, what are you guys doing here? I mean, we're all human beings here, except for the crazy lady trying to beat up the flight attendant. That's a whole nother deal. We just pray for her.
The irony is that we're living in a time where, in many ways, we're encouraged to do whatever we feel like. Right. And everybody did what was right in their own eyes. And yet at the same time, we have a government that is cracking down on all of these rules. And honestly, it's a little bit schizophrenic. And I'm not excusing anybody's bad behavior, but I'm never surprised to hear stories about people going a little bit crazy, because which message are we supposed to internalize? Go do whatever you want. No limits, no rules, just right. It's all good. When we can do whatever we want with regard to sexuality or drugs or, even immigration, the message consistently is there are no limits at all. It's all on the table. Except for this stuff, then you need to watch out about all these things, and people are confused.
Yeah, I mean, it really is, it's unhinged, but this is what happens. I mean, God warned us of this. He said, look, if you turn your back on me, welcome to the world of chaos, and this is what we have. Lawlessness and law and order, which go together, that's out the window. Crime rates are up. People walking down the street, getting their heads knocked off just because, they're Asian. I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, I don't care if you want to somehow excuse and say, well, this person has a mental condition. Well, then you need to arrest that mental condition. You've got to find a place for it, because being out amongst, everyday people that want to live their lives in peace, be able to share that with their family and their kids, that's unacceptable, to have this kind of misbehavior, being seen, and people, America, just not coming around and just yelling and screaming and saying, this is outrageous. This is unacceptable. We are not going to accept this anymore. But this is what happens. You handcuff the police, and then you wonder why, when you call 911, they're not there. And in some cases, you've got some districts saying, we're not going to answer some of these calls. So when you dial 911, we're not going to be able to help you. You got to take care of that yourself, because we've got bigger fish to fry here right now.
No, that's exactly right. And what do you, again, we've got so many mixed messages that are flying around, and the result is chaos.
Yes.
And we see that. That's what happened, that passage from the Bible, and every man did what was right according to his own eyes, mm-hmm. is from the book of Judges in the Old Testament.
Yes.
And we have this series of kings who did whatever they want, and the message of the book overall, I'm summarizing, is when everybody does what they want all the time, what you get is exactly what you just said. You get total chaos.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. And the rule of law really depends upon a certain minimum agreed upon level of, compliance with our government and with
right.
those establishing the laws. And, it's a mess right now.
Well, we've lost, so much of our heritage along the way because we've disanchored ourselves from these moral moorings that are so critical that God put into place for us. I mean, that's okay. We'll take it from here. We don't need that. And, to the point that here was Sunday, I should say, anniversary for D-Day, right? And our own
yeah.
president forgot about it. I guess the committee
yeah.
that is running this country somehow would forget about something as important as D-Day. But the question came to mind, Adam, and I shared this with somebody else. I just said, would today's America answer the call for D-Day?
Right. No, that's a really fair question. And I think that we have drifted from a country that has a shared sense of moral obligation to the greater good
mm-hmm.
into something closer to Yugoslavia where you have all these tribes fighting with each other. And
right.
I remember in the 1990s when Yugoslavia came apart and we were all sort of aghast at the atrocities being committed. We're not quite there yet, but man, the irony of multiculturalism and all of the postmodern thought about do whatever you want is it just creates all these warring factions. And
well,
you don't have a unified center. And again, the result is chaos.
Exactly. Well, when you are murdering the unborn at the record numbers that we are
yeah.
doing here in America, and, you've got a shooting of a six-year-old on a freeway on his way to school. The stories, the heartbreaking stories that, that you don't even necessarily read about, but that are happening in everyday America. What we see is a microcosm of the condition of our culture today, to your very point. So what are we going to do about it? I mean, do we need more six-year-olds that are murdered on the streets of America? Do we need more abortions? I mean, when is it? Is 65 million? Is that the wake-up
yeah.
call? And we finally say, is it 70? What's the number?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I saw a very provocative billboard here in Colorado Springs yesterday driving. Really got my attention. It had a whole bunch of Dalmatians on it, and I thought maybe it was something with Cruella or
yeah, right. uh-huh.
101 yeah. Dalmatians. And the headline was, if they killed 1 million puppies, would you pay attention? Would you
oh,
care?
Wow.
I thought, well, that's a pretty good billboard because,
yes.
we value all sorts of things except the dignity and the sanctity of life that Scripture again tells us is set apart. That as cute as my puppy is, he does not have the ultimate worth of being created in God's image. And we have been created in God's image to love each other and to help each other, not to attack each other.
And to your point, people have to pause for a moment, have that Salem moment, and consider that it goes full circle. Because if you cannot be a respecter of life, then you can't respect your own life. So when they come after you and debase you and dehumanize you, then quit complaining because this is the world that you participated in
right.
and contributed to its current existence, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There he is. Okay, we've got Adam Holtz, PluggedIn.com director. That's where you want to go, PluggedIn.com. And get the latest reviews on the movies and what's streaming for you and your family. Adam, thank you, buddy. God bless.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to